46-year-old parolee was charged Monday with assaulting and robbing an elderly Sterling Heights couple who had just returned home from an evening meal out. Edwardian Devon Davidson, a black man of Warren, appeared before 41A District Judge Kimberly Wingand on multiple charges, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, after allegedly robbing and assaulting an elderly couple in the driveway outside their Sterling Heights home. Investigators say Davidson confronted the couple about 7:30 p.m. Thursday after they pulled into their driveway in the 4200 block of Jason Court, south of 19 Mile Road and west of Schroenherr Road. Frank Bogecki, 89, was struck several times in the head and fell to the ground. The intruder then went around the car and grabbed a purse away from Rosemary Bogecki, 85, who initially refused to surrender. She had some abrasions from that. Frank Bogecki was rushed to Henry Ford Macomb Hospital, Clinton Township. As of Monday night, he remained in critical condition, a black-on-white crime. A black man wanted in connection with murder of an elderly white man in McKeesport turns himself in. In McKeesport, Pennsylvania, a man wanted in connection with the shooting death of an elderly motorist believed to have been caught in the crossfire between two cars earlier this month in McKeesport has turned himself in. Authorities said 73-year-old James Ponzo of Glassport died of a gunshot wound discovered after his vehicle crashed into another vehicle November 4th. Officials said he's believed to have been in the innocent victim struck by gunfire as he was driving away from a gas station and preparing to attend a cousin's funeral service. County police had been seeking 18-year-old Rashawn Walker, a black man who was also wanted on two unrelated warrants and was considered armed and dangerous. November 10, 2015, James Ponzo was driving away from the same gas station and getting ready to attend a funeral service for his cousin when he was killed Wednesday afternoon. The innocent victim of a tragic shooting in McKeesport, Ponzo, 73, was driving near the Crawford Village housing complex just before 3 p.m. when he, for unknown reasons, someone started shooting him. A bullet hit Ponzo in the head and he crashed his car into another vehicle on 5th Avenue. Curtis Kiles, a former death row inmate, is headed back to Louisiana State Penitentiary to serve a life sentence for second-degree murder. 56-year-old Algiers resident was convicted September 29th of killing Crystal St. Pierre in 2010. Prosecutors said Kiles, a black man, became angry over an incorrect balance on a food stamp card that St. Pierre, 28, had traded to him for cash. Witnesses said that Kiles testified and his girlfriend forced St. Pierre from an Algiers apartment into their car. Her body was found in a wooded area off U.S. 90 in Avondale. She had been beaten and shot in the head. Kiles and his girlfriend, Shawanda Forbes, was arrested a week later in Mississippi. Forbes, 30, pleaded guilty to second-degree kidnapping and was given 15 years in prison in exchange for her cooperation in the case. Judge Glenn Ansardi of the 24th Judicial District Court sentenced Kiles on Tuesday, November 10th. Life imprisonment is the mandatory punishment for second-degree murder. Charleston, West Virginia. A Charleston man was murdered. A witness against him pleaded guilty today, announced United States Attorney Booth Goodwin. Marlon Dwayne Dixon, a black man, age 39, entered his guilty plea in federal court in Charleston, West Virginia, to witness tampering by killing. At approximately 3 o'clock a.m., on July 12, 2014, Dixon lured Brenda May Delight Basham, the murder victim, to a secluded section of railroad track in Charleston near the 700 block of Bree Street. At gunpoint, Dixon forced Basham to admit working with police to make undercover purchases of heroin from him. He then repeatedly shot Basham with a 9mm pistol, killing her. She was 22 years old. On July 17, 2014, Dixon surrendered to Charleston police. He was waived his Miranda rights and confessed to killing Basham. He admitted that he intended to retaliate against Basham for cooperating with law enforcement and to prevent her from testifying against him. A 22-year-old Tory man pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide Tuesday morning in the July death of Substantial Saratoga co-founder Amy Stock, 48. Kadeem Fowler submitted the plea in front of Albany County Judge Stephen Herrick, admitting responsibility for Stock's death. According to Albany County District Attorney David Soares, during the early morning hours of July 19, Fowler crashed into cars parked on Quail Street and First Street in Albany before driving away at 75 miles an hour. A black South African man arrested in connection with 4 murders in the United States will only stand trial in March near next year for 2 of those murders. Mazumwatha Muzi Mondoi had been due to stand trial in December for 2 of those murders. Mondoto, a theology student from Richmond in KwaZulu-Natal, was arrested in March of 2011 in Texas for the double murder of father and son, Bobby Gonzalez, 57, and Gabriel Baca, 37, to Kamkari Motel. During his arrest and initial detention by Texas Rangers, Mondota is alleged not only to have confessed to the Tucumcari murders, but also to the murders of First Merit Bank executive Jacqueline Hilder and Merrittsburg College old boy Zinzil Mandane in Ohio. Legal proceedings in relation to the Ohio murders have yet to begin and are only likely to start after the completion of proceedings in New Mexico. If convicted of murder in Ohio, Mondoto could face the death penalty. New Mexico does not have the death penalty. Raleigh, North Carolina. A man accused in the brutal 2013 slaying of a woman in her North Hills apartment was in court Monday morning as his attorneys asked a judge to take the death penalty off the table. Trayvon Dante Smith, 22, of Raleigh, is one of the 3 people charged in the beating and stabbing death of Melissa Huggins Jones. Huggins Jones, 30, had recently divorced and moved from Tennessee to the apartment complex off Six Forks Road in Raleigh, where she started a new job and a new life caring for her 8-year-old daughter, Hannah Olivia Jones. Her son had stayed behind with his father in Tennessee to finish the school year. The morning of May 14th of 2013, Hannah wandered out of the apartment and approached by a nearby construction crew asking for help. A construction worker followed the girl back into the apartment and found Huggins Jones dead in her bed, covered in blood. An autopsy determined she had died from repeated blows to her head and neck. Smith Ronald Lee Anthony, 25, and Sarah Renee Redden, 20, of Wake Forest, were charged in the case. Ronald Anthony, one of the 3 defendants in the Melissa Huggins Jones murder case, pled guilty to murder. Autopsy details, violence and killing of North Hills woman, June 21st of 2013. Melissa Huggins Jones suffered 11 wounds to her head and neck, including a chop wound to her scalp and deep injury to her nose and her cheek. The blows were so forceful that they penetrated her skull and dislodged teeth. The report also noted 8 more wounds to the rest of her body and numerous bruises. There were 3 charged in the murder of this mother's death. Sacramento. An ex-Sacramento police officer has been sentenced to life in prison for repeatedly raping a stroke-disabled elderly woman. Judge Ernest Sautel called former officer Gary Dell Baker's crimes unspeakable during the Tuesday sentencing. Baker was convicted in July of attacking the woman at her senior living complex in 2010 and 2012. He was off duty at the time. In 2010, Baker was 49 years old and the woman was 75. A stroke left her mostly unable to speak or to understand spoken or written words. Black former Sacramento police officer accused of raping a 76-year-old woman on September 16th of 2013. Sandy Springs, Georgia. Police say a 14-year-old Lice, the teen was held captive for several days. A vacant apartment at 19 Cedar Run. Authorities have identified one of the suspects and are seeking to identify another. He is described as around 18 with an alias of Trey. Fayetteville, North Carolina. Police in Fayetteville have three people in custody facing armed robbery and sexual assault charges after a pair of innocents. Police had been looking for two men who, in a 2014 black Ford Mustang that was stolen during an armed robbery and then later used in a sexual assault early Wednesday morning. Police said that a female was in the parking lot of the Knights Inn around 2 a.m. when a man approached her, showed her a handgun, and made her get into his vehicle. Police said the man then drove the victim to a vacant house and sexually assaulted her. Washington. Two women were accused of sexually abusing a man inside a gas station. A police say they have made one arrest. Surveillance video captured the woman twerking and touching the man, and that victim is now speaking out. You don't know who these people are. I was afraid of my safety. Like I said, I thought they were either transvestites or women or men dressed up like women, the victim said. The victim said they were men outside of the gas station who he believed to be pimps, and he was concerned about what would happen to him if he acted in self-defense. Police arrested 22-year-old Ayanna Marie Knight of Las Vegas on Tuesday. She is facing a third-degree sex abuse charge. The other suspect has not been caught. Washington, D.C. police arrest one of the two women in twerking assault. Victim speaks out. Police say a 13-year-old boy was home alone in Charleston County, South Carolina, when he went to grab his mother's gun after he heard two alleged burglars tried to break in from the back. The boy, who police say feared for his life, fired through the door at a 28-year-old Ira J. Bennett of North Charleston and a 31-year-old Lamar Brown of Somerville. One of them fired back and both escaped inside a car. The boy then fired several more times as the two men drove away. Neighbors said that around the same time they heard gunshots, they also saw a gray car speed away from the house. Police responded to the scene and recovered a Colt 45 pistol from the area where the suspects allegedly tried to break in. Bennett was later arrested and Brown was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital not long after. Police said that Bennett initially reported that someone had shot at the car while the two men were on the interstate. Strip killer Amar Harris sentenced to death. Amar Harris was sentenced to death Wednesday for each of the three people he killed in the Las Vegas Strip. A jury of eight women and four men, which took about 2 hours to decide the sentence, found 10 aggravating factors that contributed to his punishment and no mitigating circumstances that should have spared his life. Last week, the same injury convicted Harris of 11 charges, including 3 counts of first-degree murder for the February 2013 slayings. Harris refused to appear in court this week for the 3 days of testimony and argument during the penalty hearing. Prosecutors said Harris pulled alongside Kenneth Cherry Jr.'s car on the strip and fired a bullet that plowed through the 27-year-old's vital organs, killing him. Cherry Maserati then slammed into a taxi, causing an explosion that killed driver Michael Bolden, 62, and his passenger, Sandra Sutton Wasmond, 48, a mother of three from Washington. A passenger in Cherry's Maserati suffered a minor gunshot wound. The conduct of Amar Harris was reckless and callous and unthinking toward any other people, prosecutor Pamela Weckerly told jurors. Jury finds Amar Harris guilty of murder on October 26th of 2015. Jury B. being picked in a rape trial of pimp also accused of strip slayings. Three Jews, two of them Israeli, charged in breathtaking theft of hundreds of millions. Trio allegedly hacked website of JPMorgan Chase & Company in largest ever theft of customer data from U.S. financial institution, New York. Three Jewish men, two of them Israeli citizens, are among those charged with hacking the website of JPMorgan Chase & Company and stealing hundreds of millions of dollars. The indictments of Jerry Shalin, Joshua Samuel Aaron, and Zviv Orenstein in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, were unsealed Tuesday. Prosecutors said the three had been working together since 2007 and that their crimes include artificially inflating stock prices, an illegal Bitcoin exchange, operating online casinos, and creating at least 75 shell companies around the world.